The Affiliated Counter-Terrorism Unit has revealed the true identity of the NMLA terrorist known as Theta 7. Born and raised in Fontaine on the minor imperial world Balta Sign, John Tyburn worked for a commercial mining company assembling demolition charges. A Marlinist from his student years, Tyburn campaigned for democracy in the Empire. The authorities in Balta Sign exacted their revenge for his outspoken beliefs by revoking his citizenship, getting him fired from his job, declaring his marriage void, and taking away his children. After a short prison sentence for his seditious belief in democracy, Tyburn, who'd lost everything he valued in his life, was contacted and radicalized by the NMLA. Using the skills acquired from his job, Tyburn constructed explosive devices for the terrorists. It was apparently he who came up with the idea of using Thargoid enzymes to create explosives potent enough to wreck entire starports. But it was only with the help of engineer Liz Ryder, who believed she was developing weapons for the Eurybia Blue Mafia, that John Tyburn was able to develop a practical delivery mechanism. The first starports were bombed using this hybrid technology in September 3306. The Empire imprisoned and interrogated Tyburn soon after, and it was while in a secret interrogation facility, Serene Harbour, that Tyburn was given the assignation Theta 7, which he continued to use after he escaped in January this year. A series of terrible bombings followed, and it wasn't until December the 13th, 14 months after the bombing campaign started, that ACT and the Epsilon Farnassus Empire Group, with the unlikely help of members of the Far God cult, finally cornered Tyburn, and he detonated explosives inside the megaship Sacrosanct, killing himself, his close followers, and around 40,000 religious adherents. Marlinist First Minister Olivia Volkov grew up in the same neighbourhood as Tyburn. She expressed her shock at how the Empire's political persecution of someone who'd been campaigning peacefully for democracy radicalised him into what she described as a monster. However, she made it clear that the Empire's treatment of Tyburn in no way excused his acts of terror.
Councillor Nakato Kane has alleged that members of the Alliance Assembly are making private deals with Sirius, amid fears that the corporation is wielding undue influence on Alliance decision-makers. The allegation coincides with a visit by Sirius CEO Lee Yong-Rui to Alioth at the invitation of the Assembly to discuss a possible defence contract to protect Alliance systems from the Thargoid threat. The ongoing suspension of Aegis comes at a time of increased Thargoid activity in systems managed by the Alliance, including in the Witchhead and Coalsack regions, where subsidiary Sirius Atmospherics have played a big part in helping the Alliance to exploit Thargoid resources, primarily meta-alloys, which are harvested from Thargoid barnacle sites. Sirius, like the Alliance, has suffered a number of defections from its defence forces in recent weeks, as the popularity of Salvation grows. It's unclear whether the proposed arrangement between Sirius and the Alliance will involve working with Salvation, or if it will be an independent defence arrangement. In related news, Professor Albertezro has thanked those that helped collect samples of Salvation's technology so that it can be independently reverse-engineered. Engineer Ramtar is reported to be working on this investigation night and day, and intends to publish a report within days.
The Walglass Detective Agency, renowned for its quick-witted sleuthing, has woken up to the fact that the Winking Cat has given away treasure. They've announced on Galet that, wait for it, the Winking Cat is giving away treasure. The three riddles posted on Galnet by the Winking Cat direct commanders to caches on planets in different systems. When scanned, those caches release rewards to be collected from nearby stations. The first three caches will be active for another week, but three more caches became active today, with every expectation there'll be clues to them over the coming days. The second set of three caches is expected to remain active until the 6th of January. Walglass compared the Winking Cat's giveaway to Robin Hood, who stole from the rich and redistributed wealth to the poor, and described this current campaign as far more generous than the return of the artwork Pennant Street to the Alliance Festival of Culture on Turner's World in Alioth. in September 3305. And that's this week's Galnet News. Galnet News, we read the news, so you don't have to.